Incubator Program. We're going to get to your email here in just a second or two. You got another couple, 3 minutes to send me whatever it is that's on your mind. I'm Seth Mila, so you can send the email to seth.mila@wsau.com. I saw a segment of a North Korean news report that made its way to the internet. I was looking at it this morning, and it is it's very scary. It's bone chilling, as a matter of fact. Very stern news anchor is talking about how the government has established a policy that if the empirical West, the demon that is America and so forth, if we continue in our aggressive ways, that using nuclear weapons, North Korea will destroy all of the interests of the United States and South Korea, quote, turning it into a pile of ash. And what was really scary about it is intermittent with this report is propaganda showing Kim Jong-un, Kim Jong-il, showing the national symbols of North Korea and so forth, just intermixed. I mean, it was almost surreal in its brainwashing. And there's no way to deny it. It literally is continued brainwashing of the North Korean people. Well, the reason I bring this up is not long after this news report was sent out that North Korea is basically threatening, if we do anything wrong, if we do anything that they perceive as being aggressive, they're going to have a preemptive and devastating nuclear attack on us. And to show that they mean business, this is coming out of the news wires now. North Korea has test-fired a submarine-launched missile about 300 miles toward Japan, making what weapons analysis is calling a clear step forward for its nuclear strike ambitions. Now, before, it was a case of, yes, they have the nuclear bomb, but other than using a great big slingshot, they don't much have technology to get it where it needs to be a threat to us. That's changing. They are saying that the flight distance, which was tracked by South Korea's military Joint Chiefs of Staff, far exceeds previous testing, suggesting a significant progress in technical prowess. Their missile system would take North Korea's nuclear strike threat to a new level, allowing deployment far beyond the Korean Peninsula and a second strike capacity in the event of an attack on its military bases. They say where there's still a lot of questions about the details, this test clearly seems to have been successful. This comes from the director of the East Asia Non-Proliferation Program at Middlebury Institute of International Studies in California. I'm sorry if I chuckle about this, but the names just crack me up sometimes. Like, wow. They say their new weapon system is clearly still in development, but North Korea is making progress. All right, going back to my last point, who do you want to address this issue? Okay, who do you want to address this issue? This is a prime example of foreign policy issues. I believe Donald Trump would be very firm and just say, look, we're not putting up with this anymore. You start your saber rattling, you start your military machine mightiness every time you need more food, you want more respect from the United Nations, you want all this stuff, and yet you have no respect for us whatsoever. I think in cases around the world where we have the enemy trying to destroy us, diplomatic yet firm stance will help squelch nut jobs like Kim Jong-un from being a real threat. If we continue to ignore it, we're going to have a problem, and we don't need more problems. All right, that takes care of the first half hour. When we come back, we're going to talk about your email. Send me one, seth.mila@wsau.com. We'll address them when we come right back.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.